This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 7, Text 9. Jatra ha vava Bhagavan Harir Adya api tatra ta tatra tyanam tatratyanam nija jananam vatsalena sannidhapyate iccharupena jatraha vava bhagavan harir adyapi tatra tatratyanam nija jananam vatsalena sannidhapyata iccha rupena. Is in a prose form. Word for word meaning. Yatra, where? Ha bhava, certainly. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Harihi, the Lord. Adya api, even today. Tatratyanam, residing in that place. Nijo jananam, for his own devotees. Vatsalena, by his transcendental affection. Sannidhapyate, dhapyatani, sannidhapyate, becomes visible. Iccharupena, according to the desire of the devotees. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Translation. At Pulaha Ashram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, out of His transcendental affection for His devotee, becomes visible to His devotee, satisfying his devotee's desires. Please repeat after me. At Pulaha Ashram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, out of his transcendental affection for his devotee, becomes visible to his devotee, satisfying his devotee's desires. Purport. The Lord always exists in different transcendental forms, as stated in Brahma Samhita 5:39. Rama dimurti shukala niyamena tishthan nana bataram akarat bhubanesu kintu krishna swayam samabhavat paramopumanjo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The Lord is situated as Himself, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He is accompanied by His expansions like Lord Ram, Baladev, Sankarshan, Narayan, Mahavishnu, and so forth. The devotees worship all these forms according to their liking. And the Lord, out of his affection, presents himself as Archa Vigraha. He sometimes presents himself personally before the devotee out of reciprocation or affection. A devotee is always fully surrendered to the loving service of the Lord, and the Lord is visible to the devotee according to the devotee's desires. He may be present in the form of Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, Lord Nrisimhadev, and so on. Such is the exchange of love between the Lord and his devotees. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारणम्। यत्र ह भाव भगवान हरिर अद्यापि तत्रत्यानां निजो जनानां वात्सल्येन सन्निधप्यते इच्छा रूपेण। At Puloha Ashram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, out of his transcendental affection for his devotee, becomes visible to his devotee, satisfying his devotee's desires. So this Puloha Ashram, described in this section in Haridwar, is the same as it is in Nepal. Because if you go upper from the Haridwar upper Himalayas, it is China or Nepal will come. So where you go to collect Shalugram Shilas from Muktinath, then you go ahead walking. There is a Gandaki River. So same Gandaki River is explained here as Haridwar. So this is the same place. Now Lord, he appears in this material world in many forms. Ananta Rupa, as it is mentioned here from Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Murtishu. Ramadi means Ram, Nrisingha, Varaha, like that. So we'll try to understand the different ways the Lord exhibits his different pastimes technically, and it is a little difficult to understand the words and particular activities. It is explained to Sanatan Goswami by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was instructing Chaitanya Sanatan Goswami. So after explaining the real samambhunam feature of the absolute truth, he said that devotees only can understand this samambhunam feature. Bhakte bhagavaner anubhav purna rup. Brahma paramatma is understood partially by other transcendentalists. But bhakte, the devotees, they understand the absolute nature, the feature of the Lord purna rupe, fully. Eki vigrahetar ananta sharup. And that one form expanded, manifested in multifarious forms. So he says that first, the Swayam Rupa, the absolute personality of Godhead, Adi Purusha, he expands himself in three forms principally, primarily. They are Swayam Rupa, Tadekatma Rupa and Avesha. So Swayam Rupa is Krishna in the form of Brajendra Nandan. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. That is Swayam Rupa form. And then Swayam Rupa again exhibits in two forms, Swayam Rupa and Swayam Prakash. And Swayam Rupa, Loghu Bhagavatamrita explains that Swayam Rupa is the form Jad Rupam Tad Abhedena. No, that is Tadekatma Rupa. Swayam Rupa is explained in this way. Tad Anyway, I just read that Sanskrit verse from here. Swayam Rupa is the form, Rupa Goswami says, the form is Anannapekshi. And Anannapekshi means the form which does not depend on any other forms. Anannapekshi Jadrupam Swayam Rupa Sa Uchyate. Anannapekshi means that form which does not depend on any other form. And any other forms depend on Krishna's Swayam Rupa form, as it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And then Tadikatma Rupa. Tadikatma Rupa is the form Jadrutam Jadrupam Tad Abhedena. From Swayam Rupa, the form is Abheda, non-different. Sarupena Virajate. Akrittadivhir Anyadrik Sa Tadikatma Rupa. Only in the form Akrityadi means, Akriti means form, and Adi means in activities, in color, it will be difference. Same person, that is Tadikatma Rupa. And now, before explaining Tadikatma Rupa, we again go back to Swayam Rupa and Swayam Prakash. Now, Swayam Prakash having two aspects, that's called, and Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash, Dui Spurti, Dui Rupa Spurti, Swayam Rupa Ak Krishna, Braja Gopamurti. So Swayam Rupa is Gopamurti, cowherd boy in Vrindavan. Now what is Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash? Prabhava Vaibhava Rupa Divide Prakash. The Swayam Prakash again into exhibited or manifested in two features, Swayam Prakash and Swayam Prabhava, Prabhava Prakash and Vaibhava Prakash. It is a little boring, eh? Please tolerate it. It is a little, technically, too much. So, Prabhava and Vaibhava, this word will come again and again. With Bilas, with Prakash, with... So Prabhava and Vaibhava will come again and again. So, we should not mix with Vaibhava Prakash, Vaibhava Bilas, Vaibhava... it's called Prabhava Prakash, Prabhava Bilas. So Prabhava and Vaibhava, these are Prakash from Swayam Rupa. So Prabhava and Vaibhava, it says, Mahishi Vibahe Hoilo Bahuvida Murti. Krishna, he married 16,108 wives in Dwarka, and he manifested those 16,108 forms. That, in the original text of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the small one here, it is mentioned Bilas, and Prabhupada translate as Prakash. So we have to see whether it is Prakash and Bilas, and what is the really little difference between Bilas and Prakash. So Prabhava means opulence, and Bilas means Prabhava, opulence but enjoying mentality, Bilas. So both are enjoying only, as Shankarshan is enjoying Vasudev Shankarshan Pradumna, and also he is enjoying with the Mahishis or the queens in Dwarka. So we have to see this Prakash and Bilas. So here Prabhupada says Prabhava Prakash, and in the Bengali text says Prabhava Bilas. So Prabhava Prakash comes when he is expanding himself. Sri Sri Gaurnitai, Sri Sri Radharasviri, Sri Sri Sitaramas and Hanumanji ki jai. And it is said, Sobharjadi Praya Shai Kai Buho Noi. Like we understand, sometimes the yogis, the munis, they also expand themselves in some forms. Like yogis, they can expand themselves 8 or 9 forms. Like Shobhari Muni, he expanded himself into 50 forms to marry the 50 daughters of King Mandata. And he is saying that Kai Buho Hoile Narada Bishmoy Na Hoy. Is not the same form or same manifestation as exhibited by ordinary yogi. Krishna's kaibuha, what was witnessed by Narada in Dwarka, it appeared very much astonishing. Chitram vataitad ekena vapusha jugapat prithak. Same form in 16,108 forms. No difference. Griheshu dashto sahasram striya eka udabhat. Dashto sahasram means the ashto sahasram. Sahasra means thousand. Ashto means eight. So ashto thousand means 8,000 and the ashto means 16,000. So 16,001 form was there. That's Prabhava Prakash. And this verse appears in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. Shei bapu shei akriti prithak jodi bhashe bhabaveshe bhed nam vaibhava prakashe. Nam vaibhava prabhava prakash and vaibhava prakash. What is vaibhava? That same swayam rupa. Same swayam rupa, same form, but it is appearing in differently. In which way? Bhava and avesh. Avesh absorption, the activity, the bhava, the mood is completely different. That's called vaibhava prakash. We'll just don't go deep into that. More up there. So, if the form or feature is differently manifested from the Swayam Rupa Krishna form, that is called Vaibhava Prakash. Ananta Prakash Krishna Nahi Murti Bhed Akar Varno Astra Bhed Naam Bhed. So, when Krishna expands into many, many forms and he does not change his personality but only in form, in color, and according to holding his different weapons, he is known differently, called differently. Those are actually Vaibhava Prakash. Now, first Vaibhava Prakash is Krishna's first form of Vaibhava Prakash is Balaram. Varna Matra Bhed Shab Krishna Shuman. Only color is white. And the same form of Krishna Swayam Rupa, that's called Vaibhava Prakash. Another Vaibhava Prakash is Devaki Tanuj or Devaki Suta. That Vasudev Krishna, Devaki Krishna, Vasudev ka beta in Mathura. And sometimes he is Dibhuj and sometimes Chaturbhuj. So when he is Dibhuj, he is called Vaibhava, and when he is Chaturbhuj, it is called Prabhava. Like Krishna appeared in the jail of Kamsa to his mother Devaki as four-handed form Vishnu, and then by the request of parents he became two-handed. So this two-handed Krishna is not Yashoda Krishna, it is still Vasudev Krishna, and he requests his father to take him to Gokul. And that same Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, was put on the bed with Mother Yashoda. And this Vasudev Krishna merges in the body of Nandanandan Krishna. So although Krishna is known, or Brajendranandan Krishna is known as foster child, palit beta or adopted, but that is not the real feature of Krishna. This Vasudev Krishna merges in the body of Yashodanandan or Brajendranandan Krishna, and whenever he does something in Vrindavan other than his pastimes or killing any demons, that he does through Vasudev feature, because Krishna never kills the demons. So when he is Chaturbhuj, he is called Prabhava Prakash, and he is called Prabhava Vilash when he is two form. Now Swayam Ruper Gopo Vesh, Gopo Abhiman, and Vasudevar Kshatriya Vesh, Ami Khatriya Gan. So Swayam Rup Krishna, he is always in the mood of cowherd boy, but this Vasudev Krishna, he is having the mood of Kshatriya and I am the controller, I am the protector, I am the king, that mood is there. Now, Shondorjo, Oisharjo, Madhurjo, Boidagdho Bilash, Brajendra Randaniha Odhiko Ullash. Now, this Vasudev Krishna is being attracted by the Shondorjo, beauty, Oisharjo, opulence, Madhurjo, sweetness, Boidagdha, his cognizance. It is Brajendra Nandan who exhibits fully, 100%. And Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma and all the jivas, they exhibit partially. So, once Krishna was dancing Gandharva Nitya in Mathura. So this Vasudev Krishna, he being attracted by that. So here, when Krishna comes out of Vrindavan, he is Vasudev Krishna. But here, when he is exhibiting his performance and Gandharva Nitya, he is doing in Brajendranandan form. And in the Vasudev Krishna form, he is witnessing. And he is becoming lusty to dance like that. Or he became attracted to Krishna's that the Brajendranandan form. Another thing, Krishna in the Vasudev form in Dwarka becomes attracted to his form to enjoy when he sees his form on the floor, marble floor. That's being described in Lalita Madhava by Rupa Goswami. Mathurai jaise Gandharva Nitya Darshane, Puno Darukata jaise Chitra Avalokane. He sees his own picture, the own reflection on the floor, he becomes attracted. And when that form, that same Swayam Rupa, Bhinna Bhashe Bhinna Kar, in different form and different color, different mood, he manifests his form, is called Tadikatma Rup. And Tadikatma Rup now again having two sections. First we had Swayam Rup two section, Swayam Rupa and Swayam Prakash. Swayam Prakash had two forms, Vaibhava Prakash and Prabhava Prakash. Here Tadikatma Rupa. So now Rupa Goswami says, what is Tadikatma Rupa? Jad Rupam Tad Abhedena Sarupena Virajate Akrityadi Bhinnar Bhinya Akrityadi Vir Anyadrik Sa Tadikatma Rupa. So Tadikatma Rupa is that rupa which is actually same with Swayam Rupa, but Akaradi in form is different and Anyadrishya is doing different activities, having the different mood, that also Tadikatma Rupa. And Tadikatma Rupa has two forms. What? That is Vilasa and Swangsa. So Vilasa here Rupa Goswami says, Vilasa is Sarupam Anyakaram Jattasya Bhati Vilasata. See now when we actually hear the different pastimes of Krishna's from the mouth of His Holiness Radha Govinda Swami Maharaj, who was to give class today also, but he did not want to give today. From tomorrow again, he will continue to give class till 2nd June. So today he didn't want to give. So Asim Krishna Prabhu told me to give. Now, this same thing, many, many times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining to his dear devotees, discussing this. With Sarvabhauma, he explained different way. With Rupa Goswami, he is explaining different way. With Sanatana Goswami, in the similar way, a little more detail. And with Ramananda, he is in more higher platform. So he explains this thing to more vividly describe in the future. So Rupa Goswami, he understood this. Brihad Bhagavatamrita is the work by his elder brother, his spiritual master Sanatana Goswami.
And that same Brihat Bhagavatamrita was started by Rupa Goswami and put in the nutshell, summarized for me, Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Few slokas. It's very much philosophical. So we also try to read and try to understand what is, although it is very much complicating. So, Abhesha means when the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters in different opulences to some particular qualified jivas. That's called Abhesha. And those opulences are Jnana, Shakta, Adi, Kalaya, Jatra, Vishto, Janardana, Ta, Abhesha, Nigadhyante, Jiva, Eva, Mahottama. With some great or Mahat Jeev, he enters with Jnana Shakti, Kala Shakti, and sometimes Bhakti Shakti. And Vaikuntha Yopi Tatha Shesho Narada Shanakadaya. In Vaikuntha, as always, these people are always available, Chatushan and Shesha means Ananta and Narada. When Akrura was taking or bringing away Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura, these two brothers went to take bath in Yamuna. And sitting in the chariot, Akrura saw these two brothers, the whole Vaikuntha planet, and also Shanak, Ananta, and Prithu. Shanakadaya Shesha Narada. Vaikuntha Opi, and he saw the whole Vaikuntha planet. So he was amazing. What is this? These two boys, I'm seeing that, you know, taking bath and whole Vaikuntha atmosphere. So he was amazed. Now, with Abhesha, Swayam, Tadikatma Rupa, and Swayam Rupa, there is another thing. What is that? Prakash. So this Prakash is Prabhava Prakash and Vaibhava Prakash. So Swangsa, having two forms in Tadikatma Rupa, that is Bilasa and Sangsa. Now, Bilas also two kinds. Prabhava Bilas and Vaibhava Bilas. So here only little complicated. Again in Tadikatma Rupa, two sections is coming. That is Bilasa and Swangsa. And again Bilas two forms are coming again. Prabhava and Vaibhava. And Prakash Bilas, Vaibhava and Prabhava, this is little, so if we read few times it will be clear. Now Prabhava Bilas, who are the Prabhava Bilas? Vasudev Sankarshan, they are Prabhava Bilas. The four Chaturbhiha, they are in the, everywhere in Vaikuntha planet. The first Chaturbhiha is from Sankarshan, and Vasudev Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, they are in every corner of the Vaikuntha planet, guarding the whole arena. Braja Gopo Bhav, Ramer Pure Khatriya Bhavan, Varna Vesh Bhed Tate Bilas Utar Nam. The Prabhava Bilas and Shankarshan, the Chaturbhiha, and again Balaram is also counted as Bilas, Krishna's Bilas Vigraha. Vaibhav Prakashayar Prabhav Bilashe Aki Murte Baladev Bhav Veshe. Now Baladev once in the Chaturbhuya form, different mood, one Bilas. Again in Pure means in Dwarka, he having Kshatriya mood, so he having different mood. So two moods in Vaibhava Bilas. Now Krishna, a Chari Prabhav Bilas Dwarka Mathura Pure Nitto Iharvash. Dwarka, Mathura, in whole Vaikuntha, they are eternally exhibiting. And from that four Chaturbhiha, 24 other Vishnu Murtis are appearing. Astrobheda Namved Vaibhava Bilas. They are also called Vaibhava Bilas. Opulence, enjoyment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different Vishnu forms, they are 24 first in number. And they are known or they are identified as they hold, they're holding the different weapons in their hand, different symbols. Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, Chakrapadma Shankha Gada Shankha, I mean Gada Chakra Padma Shankha, like that. And that way there are different. So now we go a little ahead because it is too much boring. Now Krishna, he appears in many, many forms, and they are called avatars. When the Supreme Personality comes into material nature, material world, is called avatar. And he comes into many, many avatars, as is explained by Sukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ananta, he, or Asankhatya, innumerable. But they are counted in different sections. First, we having Purusha avatar. Then we having Manantara avatar. Then we having Kalpa avatar or Lila avatar. Then we having Yuga avatar. Then we having Shaktavesh avatar. So first is Purusha avatar. We know Purusha avatar. There are three Purushas. Vishnu, Vishnastu Trini Rupani, Purushakhyan Ato Vidu. So Vishnu appears for the creation, sustenance and annihilation. So Purushavatar, first Purusha is Mahavishnu, who is lying in causal ocean, Karana Samudra. And when he is millions of Brahmandas, unlimited universes are coming from his breathing, and he is entering each and every universe as again another form of Vishnu, that's called Garbhodakshay Vishnu. Garbhodakshay Vishnu is known as Samashti Jeev or Samashti Paramatma. And again he is entering into each and every elements and the innumerable jivas as another form of Vishnu called Kshiradakshay Vishnu. And he is the incarnation of Aniruddha. And Garbhodakshay Vishnu is the incarnation of Pradyumna. And Mahavishnu is the incarnation of Vasudev. So this Aniruddha is the Vyashti Paramatma. Vyashti Paramatma means individual Paramatma. And Samashti Paramatma is known as Garbhodakshay Vishnu. Now from this Purushavatar, there are three again incarnation called Gunavatar. So to handle the three material modes, there are three controller, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar. Brahma controls mode of passion, Rajagun, and Vishnu controls the mode of Satya, Sattvagun. And Shiva controls the mode of ignorance, Tamagun. Now Brahma, sometimes there are creation is needed, then he invests his own energy into particular Mahajiva or great personality who actually made Brahma. And Brahma is two kinds. One is called Shukshma Rupa Brahma and one is called Viraja Brahma. So Shukshma Rupa Brahma is mostly trying to enjoy in opulence. That's in the Vishnu form mostly. Because sometimes there is no qualified jivas are found. So he becomes himself Brahma. So that time creation is done, but he is also enjoying his opulence. That's called Shukshma Brahma Rupa. Now, this Brahma, he creates, and there is a maintenance going on, and you need to create. So Brahma creates through the agency of Lord Shiva. Shiva, although is the annihilator of this material universe, but he is actually the creator. So Shiva is sometimes coming from Brahma's head, sometimes Vishnu's head, and sometimes from Shesha's head. So he has 11 forms, 11 Rudra, and the vision when Krishna wants to create the material cosmos, he glances upon material nature. That's called ahankar or pradhan or mahatattva. So the glance of Mahavishnu into the Brahma or pradhan or mahatattva is the Lord Shiva. And the yoni, the Brahma, tasmin garbha dadhamiham, Krishna says. So garbha, the Brahma or mahatattva is the source of creation, and that's the shadow of yogamaya, and she is mahamaya. So Shiva, he deals with material nature in the form of Lord Shiva. In the form of Lord Shiva, Vishnu deals with material nature, mahamaya, and that's why Vishnu is called para. Para means he has no connection with material nature. So Shiva is counted among the jivas and also not counted, because he is very special jiva. So it says you should count him with Shesha. As Shesha is incarnation of Lord Krishna, similarly Shiva is also incarnation of Krishna, but he is counted also among the jivas. So now Shiva, he having different forms, and then in Mahesha Dham, that is in Vaikuntha planet, that Sadashiva is personally Vishnu. There is no difference between Sadashiva and that Vishnu. I mean that Sadashiva and Vishnu. And he has no connection with Maya. That's called Mahesha Dham. Now, interesting, we having some spiritual planets also in material Brahmanda, material universes. Like Brahma, when material universe is perturbed, is disturbed, everybody is in a panic situation. So they approach with Mother Earth to Brahmaji. And Brahma takes them all and goes to meet that Vishnu. That is in this material Brahmanda. That is above Rudralok. In material planet, in material Brahmanda, Brahmalok ke upar kidhar to Rudralok hai. And above Rudralok, Sarvalok er agamya, no human being can go, including Brahma. I don't know whether including Brahma, because once Maharaj was saying that where Kardama Muni went for honeymoon with Devahuti, Shadige Bad, he didn't have any traveling, no touring with wife. So for 7-8 years, Devahuti was serving that mendicant without any self-preservation. And she became very thin and lean, matted hair, and she is a princess. And when Kardama Muni saw her selfless service, he became compassionate. And he said, okay, I will give you material opulences. So he created an aerial mansion that traveled to some place. It says Brahma cannot go there. So here it is Sarvaloka Agamya means no living entity go, or Brahma can go, I don't know. Pancha Ajuta Jojan Parimita. Pancha Ajuta. Five Ajuta. One Ajuta means how many kilometers, I don't know. 10,000 kilometer. One Ajuta. So 50,000 kilometers away from that Rudra Loka is a Vishnu Loka. And on top of that Vishnu Loka, there is a Parvat called Sumeru. And on the eastern horizon of that Sumeru mountain is Laban Samudra, salty ocean. And in that salty ocean, in the midst of salty ocean, there is a Kanchan Deep, the island made of gold. And in that island, Vishnu Lok is born. It is explained as Vishnu Lok. Brahma e Vishnu Lok dekhibar jonno moddhe moddhe jaiya thaken. So Brahma goes here to make petition, to request Vishnu to incarnate. Ei loke janardan Vishnu lokhir shohit shesh parjanko borshar charimash nidra jaiya thaken. So in that place in that place only, on a golden bed, he lies down for 4 months and goes into Joganidra with Lakshmi Devi. It was interesting, no? It was also boring? No? Okay. So, now there are so many other planets where Vishnu Lok is there. Toshninavati divabhage madhyajo khirana navasyatu jojonanam sahasrani mandala panchabingshati shesha dipataya khyate dipa paroma shobhana. This is called Shetadip in material universe. Shetadipam bhaje golokamiti jam, that is different. That is Golok Vrindavan. That is also known as Shetadip. But this Shetadip is different than where Brahma goes. So Brahma is not going here. So another Shetadipa is here, or Vishnu Loka. It is said, Merur Purvodike Khirodo Dodhir Madhye Khirambudhi Madhyavarti Shubhra Varna Anno Ekti Puri Ache. So there, on the eastern horizon of that Sumeru mountain, in the midst of salty ocean, there is another ocean, the ocean of milk, Khira Samudra, or Laban Samudra ke beech mein. And Madhyavartini Shubhra Varna, white colored, another big puri, big city is there. And Tahate Prabhu Bhagavan Vishnu Lokesha Cheshashana Bhuvishto Hyathakan. There he is sitting with Lakshmi. That is Kridakshai Vishnu in material nature. Here also Vishnu is lying 4 months, Chaturmasya, no kam, no activities. Bhakta logo ko bhi suna nahi chahiye 4 mahine mein. And then again, Toshmin vachi diva bhage dig bhage madhye khirar navasatu jojona nam sahasrani mandala panchabingshati sheta dipataya. Now where is the khir samudra? That is also not sheta dipa. On the southern horizon of milk ocean, there is a island called sheta dip. And the area of that Shetadip is Pancha Bingshati Sahasra Jojan, 25,000 Jojan. And you say 10,000 means one Jojana. One Jojana is 8 kilometers. 8 kilometers, one Jojana. And it said Pancha Bingshati Sahasra Jojana. So 8 into 25,000. That many kilometers is the area of that beautiful Shetadip that is placed on the southern horizon of Milk Ocean. And Milk Ocean or Khirat Samudra is stationed, or it is on the eastern horizon of the Mount Meru. We should try to go there. Nara Surjo Prabhas Tatra Sitangshu Samadarshana Tejasa Dur Niriksha Devo Namapi Jadava. So now Dur Niriksha, it is very, very difficult to observe or have a vision, get the vision. Norogon Sujir Nai Tejoshi Chandrin Nai Priya Darshan Yamanki Tejo Daratahar Devoganero Dur Niriksha. The Shetadip, the Vishnu is lying there, or Kiridakshai Vishnu, he is lying there with Lakshmi Devi. They are non-visible to the demigods even, and covered by the huge ray is very, very strong. Like now if you try to see the sun, it will not be possible. Similarly, it says the Shitangshu Samadarshana. Sitangshu means, if you try to see the sun, Surjo Prabhas Tatra, and also moon. Moon means Angshu, na? Angshu. Angshu is sun, Ravi Angshuman. Sitangshu means, Sita may be moon. So it is cooling also, but is very much too much light. So the demigods even cannot have the vision of that planet. Is covered with the light. Surjo prabha tatra tejasa dur niriksha. It's very difficult to have the sight of the vision. Now, shetonama maha nasti deepak shirabdhi vestita. And shirabdhi vestita means it is surrounded by milk ocean. That sheta deepa. Laksho jojanas vistara suramya sarvakanchana. Now it's a lakshma jojan. That means 8 lakhs kilometers. Kundendu kumudo prakshoiri loko loloka lola kallola rashivi dhauta amalo shilopeta samastat shirobardhe. And when we are explaining the three gunavataras, Vishnu also one of the gunavataras. But one shloka in the Srimad Bhagavatam differentiates this gunavatar from other two, or from Hari, Hara and Birinchi. That means Shiva and Brahma. Harihi nirguna shakshat purusha prakriti para. From the other two gunavataras, this Hari, Vishnu, is nirguna. He is not touched by material modes. And Shakshat Purusha Prakriti Para is beyond this material universe. Sa Sarva Drig Upadrashta Tam Bhajan Nirguna Bhavet. He is Sarva Drig and Upadrashta. He is the seer of everything and he is the witness Upadrashta means overseer. Always watching us. Tam bhajan nirguna bhavet. By worshipping him, devotees become nirguna, free from the material modes. Tena sattatanay rashmat sriyangshi. That's why he is now known as sattatanu. Suri riritam. Suri means the devotees, they address him as sattatanu. Iti ato vihita shastre tad bhaktireva nityata. As he is nitya, he is satyatanu. His devotees also become satyatanu and nitya by worshipping him. So I want to stop here because it is a very big it goes on. Thank you for your patience. If any one or two questions are there. You allow first the devotees to ask question, then you ask, okay? You don't just raise your hand immediately. You give the chance to the devotees, senior devotees, because you are senior by age. But there are so many senior devotees are there, like Asim Krishna Prabhu, Hamare Prabhuji Vrindavan Se. So you ask, let's see, others are not raising, then you raise your hand. Yes. No question? Okay, you ask.
Brahma Jyoti is effulgence of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna?
Same. You cannot separate Krishna and Vishnu.
No, but Shridhakdaishi Vishnu is in our heart, so
yeah.
It's different from Krishna. You said expansion of all Krishna.
Yeah.
So similarly, effulgence of Vishnu and Krishna must be different also.
Now, it is explained here that Shetadip in Brahmanda, where Brahma goes to approach for help, it is so effulgent that demigods cannot see. Similarly, when you go to Biroja, after Biroja, you cross Biroja, then you go to Brahmajyoti. And when you cross Brahmajyoti, and that Brahmajyoti nobody can cross. In one of the Upanishads, there is one mantra, Hiranmayana Patrena Sattasya Apita So the demigods are praying, my Lord, please reduce these effulgence so we can see the nails of your toe. So when you go like sun, you go to America or India or Australia, it is the same, you know, everywhere the same prabha, same heat and light. One sun only in one universe. So there is one Krishna in one universe. One Krishna in the whole universe. And from him only everything coming. If it is coming from Brahma, Shiva or anybody, Vishnu, it's coming from him only. But you see, everywhere it is realized. And Vishnu and Krishna, the same personality. Only there is a difference between Vishnu and Krishna, mellows, the taste, the mood. Like Krishna in Vrindavan, Krishna in Mathura Dwarka, same Krishna, but mood and their activity is different. You're not satisfied?
Shri Vishnu is in the heart as Paramatma.
Yeah.
So exactly we can say not Krishna but Shri Rukh Jai Vishnu.
It right? Is not?
It is not Krishna as Paramatma, but Shri Vishnu is there.
Yeah.
Similarly, can we name the particular God as effulgence of Brahma Jyoti?
No, Brahma Jyoti, Shri Rukh Jai Vishnu can also, like, you know, when Vishnu is appearing in front of some personality, he's having also bodily effulgence. Even Brahma has effulgence. Lord Shiva has effulgence. Even pure devotees having effulgence. Rabindra Sarup Prabhu, when he was, you know, in the beginning, saw Prabhupada on the street, he saw, you know, it's very effulgent, Swamiji. And he became attracted to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada had effulgence. So when you become pure, you will also have effulgence.
We are only you concerned know. With whose effulgence is Brahma
Jyoti. This is whether it is you take, you are a service holder of state government or central government, the money is coming from Reserve Bank only. Indian rupees, it is either we are working under central government or state government or private company, it is the same from coming. So this ray, this all the opulences, not only the ray, all coming from Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.